now almost 3 years since the Black Saturday bushfires swept through parts of Victoria, killing 173 people. Almost half of the major blazes were found to have been caused by faulty power lines. Now, the Bushfire Royal Commission in Victoria recommended that all power lines in the state should be buried underground or replaced by aerial bundled cables. Now, however, some fire experts believe that the state government is falling way short of what should be done. Over the weekend, members of the government's own power line task force, which set up after the fires, criticised the Baillieu government's bushfire reduction plan. They said it would leave some residents in the state exposed to catastrophic fires and would not prevent another Black Saturday. Big charges. State's Energy Minister is Michael O'Brien, who joins me now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So some members of your own task force have criticised the government's bushfire reduction plan, saying it's, quote, a little bit cheap and favours cost over mitigating risk. Are you confident that enough is being done to prevent another tragedy like Black Saturday?
Well, I am, Jonathan, and the reason is that the Powerline Bushfire Safety Task Force made 6 recommendations to the government in its final report, and we are implementing every single one of them. Now, Jonathan, I'm sure you've been on committees and boards, and you'd understand that there is a collective process of decision-making that operates, and individual members may prefer recommendations or results that go one way or another, but at the end of the day, that task force sat down and every member of the task force signed off on the 6 recommendations to government. I received those recommendations, we considered it as a government, and we're implementing every one of them. Now, I'm not surprised that there are some individual members of the task force who might have preferred that their colleagues had gone a slightly different way, but I think that's a very different kettle of fish from saying that the government isn't implementing the recommendations, because we are implementing every single one of them.
Well, one of those individuals was Task Force member Graham Holmes from RMIT University. Now, he said over the weekend that the replacement of only 1,000 kilometres of line in areas such as the Dandenongs and the Otways, that he reckons is nowhere near enough, and he said something like 2,000 to 5,000 is what's needed. Will your plan take those views into account?
Well, Jonathan, we are upgrading the safety of every single electrical asset in bushfire-prone areas of Victoria, not just 1,000 to 2,000. What we're doing is we're accepting the recommendation of the task force, which is that the best way to improve the safety of electrical assets in bushfire-prone areas isn't necessarily going down the path of undergrounding. The Bushfire Royal Commission recommendation said they should look at undergrounding, aerial bundled cabling, or other technology that delivers significantly improved bushfire safety. And what the task force says to the government is the best way you can improve the safety right across the state is to use what's called automatic circuit reclosers and rapid earth fault current limiters. Now, technical jargon, but essentially it acts as a big safety switch. And what it means is that it's much more sensitive, so that where faults occur on electrical lines which could cause bushfires, and as you pointed out, 5 of the 11 of the fires caused by on Black Saturday have been attributed to electrical faults. These essentially these safety switches will operate to minimise the risk of any faults causing bushfires. That will be rolled out right across bushfire-prone areas of Victoria. In addition to that, we're also setting aside money to provide for undergrounding or aerial bundled cabling in specific hotspot areas, which is an added level of safety.
I mean, nobody wants anything even approaching another Black Saturday. I mean, is there any element of sort of a calculated scrimp in terms of your responses?
No, look, the task force said, basically gave us a smorgasbord of options. They said, look, you could spend $200 million or you could spend $10 billion.
Shouldn't you go to the big spend in preference to further deaths?
Well, I think it's a very fair characterisation, Jonathan, because even the $10 billion package didn't eliminate bushfire risk from electrical assets. No. The $500 million that will be spent on these automatic circuit reclosers and associated technology, that delivers a 60% increase in fire safety. $200 million for further line replacement delivers only an additional 4% improvement in safety. So you get a huge step change from this new technology, which is what we're adopting. In addition, we're spending up to $200 million on undergrounding or aerial bundled cabling in specific hotspots. And we've asked the Commonwealth government to match the Victorian government's $250 million contribution.
And what's been the federal response?
Well, to be fair to them, I want to give them time to consider it. The point that I made is that Black Saturday was a national tragedy, not just a Victorian tragedy. We lost a firefighter from the ACT. The whole country pulled together when Victoria went through that terrible time. And I think as a national tragedy, it is appropriate that the federal government work in partnership with the Victorian government and the community to deliver significant improvements in safety so that we don't have to face another one of these in the future.
Victorian State Energy Minister Mike O'Brien, thank you very much.